Welcome back from lunch or whatever you've been doing. We are on number 14, and the fine Dr. Richard Harris is going to do Bighorn Sheep seasons and auction and raffle and special permits, and this is a decision.
Thank you, Chairman Carpenter. Good afternoon, members of the board. Rich Harris, Bighorn Sheep, Moose, Mountain Goat, and Pronghorns. And I'm here to introduce our recommendations for the Bighorn Sheep seasons and touch briefly on the auction raffle special permits as well, to the degree that that reflects changes for Bighorns. What you'll be seeing are just some very minor changes in ram permit levels for the most part. I'll remind you very briefly about the deliberate attempt to reduce the number of animals in the Yakima Canyon herd and the reason for that. And I do have one floor change. I don't know if you've got it in your packets. We had to make one change that I'll be introducing to you. Good, you've got it. So I'll briefly touch on that after the ones that you've heard about in March as well. And that also has to do with pneumonia. So the change in the auction raffle simply has to do with the herds down in Southeast Washington that we are able to put onto the Rocky Mountain raffle. That's a raffle that is the only one the department has that's actually outsourced to another group that does a great job in raising money for us from this. The herds down there, we vary them, and the problem with the herd that we hunted this past year, we share with Oregon. And we are on a kind of rotation basis, splitting harvest opportunity among the states and also the tribes down there. So it's their turn, this in 2019, so we wanted to switch it to the next door game management unit, which is just a slightly different herd to the east. The Vulcan Mountain, just an overview of all the different herds. The ones in which there are changes are indicated in blue, otherwise they're red. I'm sorry, the green outlines are the approximate locations of our herds. Those maps are actually quite, the bighorns don't occupy areas nearly that large. Those are the kind of hunting areas where you could conceivably go, but in fact the bighorns are in a subset of those green areas, just in case you're wondering. So Vulcan, yeah, I wanted to talk about that. That's a herd in Ferry County that has been one of our smaller herds, but it's been growing. We've been looking after it pretty well. So we can now offer a ram permit there, and that will be matched by the Colville tribes with whom we co-manage that herd. That's our recommendation. Quillamine herd is right up near Vantage along the Columbia River. A herd in rather dry, unproductive habitat, but our survey suggests it's been increasing, so we're recommending increased ram harvest opportunity in that herd. The Clemen herd is the mother herd that continues to push out lambs all the time, and we've managed to protect it from pneumonia. And we had been planning to reduce the ewe harvest from what we've been doing, thinking we would move some of those animals to Utah. We wound up moving animals from a different herd, the Chelan Butte herd, to Utah. So we still need to make sure that herd doesn't get overly large. It still lives in a dangerous neighborhood. So we want to reinstate those ewe permits in the Clemen herd. And then the Yakima Canyon herd is one that got disease way back in 2009, but remains large because the disease outbreak was moderate, but the lambs keep dying. And so that means we know that the pathogen that creates the pneumonia still resides in this herd. So what we want to do, well, I'm going to go through this quickly because I think you've seen this a number of times now, and I showed this in March. In the interest of time, I'm happy to talk more about pneumonia if you want, but it gets to be an old story. This Yakima Canyon herd, we're trying now to rid it of the pathogen. It's a needle in a haystack operation because most of the animals don't have it. Only a few do what veterinarians call shedding it. They have it in their body. They're not sick. They don't show any manifestations of the disease, but they give it to their lambs, which then turn around and die. So we can do a test and cull. That's been showing a lot of promise in a lot of herds where we actually capture as many of the animals as we can, test them all for presence of the pathogen, remove the ones who have it, keep the ones who don't. But it's very difficult to do with a herd of as many as 200 animals. So to get that herd to something closer to half its size, we're proposing starting with a lot of permits in this herd in which the hunters will be required to bring in the head for testing, so we'll know if we manage to get rid of some of the shedders via hunting, But if even if not, that will then get the herd down to a size where our biologists in the field in Yakima area believe they have a better shot at catching all or almost all of the animals, mostly by the ground, from ground, so that that will be a successful operation over a few years to get rid of that pathogen. So, and for that reason, it's much more complicated. You've probably seen, if you've looked at the bighorn table, a whole lot more hunts, and that's because this herd is geographically segmented, and so we don't want all the ewe harvest to come from just one of these segments. The bighorn ewes typically form subgroups, so we have a lot of geographic specificity in this new ewe harvest, and that's just showing that there. And that's the reason for all those A's and B's and Umtanum North and South and Sela Butte, this, that, the other thing. The new fur change has to do with something that came up since our meeting in March. Whenever we have a mortality that we're of a bighorn, whether it be from any source, but typically road kills or something particularly that looks suspicious, if we have the opportunity, we send it to the lab at WSU called Waddle. They're the experts worldwide in detecting Mycoplasma ovipneumonia, and almost every single time we breathe a sigh of relief because it's something else or nothing to do with a disease issue at all. We had one come back shortly after our meeting in March that was positive. That caused our biologists to start looking more closely. They found a number of additional carcasses. We sent four more in later in March. All four of those were positive. We've had a few more deaths of rams since that time. We seem to have a slow-moving epidemic in the Mount Hall population at this point. The biologists have been looking at the ewe segment. This is a herd. Many of our herds are fairly easily observable, particularly in the winter. This is one that is. We haven't seen a great big die-off. We still might. Excuse me. We do not yet know the source of the pathogen, and we may never find out, but we'll do what we can to look. For purposes of this WAC revision, we do have a ram and two ewe permits set for this herd. We've traditionally taken some ewes out of it because it's kind of an enclosed herd. There's really nowhere for it to go if it grows. Well, it's no longer growing. It's clearly declining, so there's no more need to take ewes from this population. And even though there are likely to be some rams left by fall, we just really don't know what's going to happen. And so we would prefer to suspend that ram permit this year and then see what happens next year. And these are also matched by the Colvilles.
Mr. Thorburn.
So it's not that far from the Vulcan unit, and I heard this is a flock or herd that is a little bit mobile and exchanges probably with other local units. Is Vulcan okay? Because that's one we're increasing in with what's happened.
Yeah, so it's a good point. All bighorn herds occasionally send out animals to other herds. I wouldn't describe the Mount Hall herd as among the more mobile. They for the most part, stick where they are.
Okay.
That said, we do know that the entire Okanagan Valley was traditionally an area that bighorns moved up and down. Vulcan is fairly close. I didn't actually put it on this map. It's possible that animals could move to Vulcan. That seems a bit less likely to me just because the terrain between Mount Hall and Vulcan is not the kind of terrain bighorns would spend much time in. The greater concern is probably moving north and south along the Okanagan. And here I've indicated the locations of the Omak Lake herd, which is not one that we manage, but one that we contributed animals to that's on the Colville Reservation. That's a concern, even though it's a little bit distant, but that's not too far for a bighorn who wants to go there. The Sinlahican herd is not quite in the Okanagan Valley, but it's also relatively close. And then of equal, if not greater, concern are a number of herds on the B.C. side. We've been in contact with our colleagues in B.C. So you may have seen we put out a press release a few weeks ago encouraging the public to let us know if they see bighorns in places other than where they typically are, north and south, because the worst thing that would happen is if an animal that is carrying the pathogen moved to another herd. Mm-hmm. There isn't, by the way, to anticipate a question you might have, can we do anything about the Mount Hall herd at this point? And the answer is no. We're always behind. There are more animals that have it than that show it. If an animal is clearly about to die, we did euthanize an animal last week that was, or 2 weeks ago, that was, you know, clearly at its end. But we don't think that euthanizing a bunch of animals would in any way stop the spread of the disease at this point. So we're just going to have to let it run its course, hope that it's mild, do what we can to from spreading to other herds, and then take stock when lambing happens in the spring and see where we are, what we can do to get the herd over it as quickly as possible.
I move to adopt WACs 220-412-070 and 220-415-120 as presented.
Second.
Dr. Harris, that does include this change.
Floor change.
Yeah, it captures.
Correct. We tentatively penciled in that change, hoping that you would agree with that. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion from the commission? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries.